You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I don't feel like we need to vote. We have a different way of managing these things. Really, you're trying to put the stamp of the will of God on a person or on an amendment or on a law. And you want to be a people who impose the will of God in your cultural influence where you're living. And so I think as Christians, we're called to support the will of God in our local elections. So
now I want to talk about Bonnie too. Now, Pastor Trevor and I, when I'm down in Florida for about 7 months of the year, we go down to this abortion clinic that's in Fort Pierce. For many years, you know, I had an this was my excuse for not going and protesting. I thought it of no value because you cannot give the things of Christ by intellect. They have to come by the Spirit of God. When I was younger, back in the 60s, and there was a lot of free love going down, if I had had an encounter with a friend who was dating a girl and she said, well, she's going to have an abortion, I would have said, well, that's her business. It's her body. But then at the age of 29, when I had the infilling of the holiness of God, and I realized immediately the Spirit of truth revealed to me that this is murder. It's, you know, so my bottom line is I would not protest because I thought, well, you can't win people to Christ by intellect. The Bible clearly says the mind of man is enmity with the Spirit of God. So, but now I found out that if you go and you protest, and if you have signs saying, we love you, please don't, you know, keep your baby, please keep your baby, blah, 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 that I was told, Bonnie, maybe you know the statistic, but that like almost 80% of the women will actually turn around and not get an abortion. I know I was with Pastor Trevor recently, and he speaks Espanol, Spanish, Gloria, Señor Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he confronted a lady from a foreign land who spoke Spanish. She was about to have an abortion. And you had a long conversation with her, and she actually turned around and decided not to get the abortion because of your presence there. Am I correct?
We know Romans 10, yes. And Romans 10, 14 says, how then will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You've got to go down there and talk with someone. Tell them about their value in Christ Jesus, being made in the image of God. And, you know, while I don't know if everyone is completely gifted in maybe having being there on the sidewalk. I mean, we ask people from the church, pray for us in the mornings, pray for us on Mondays. And then there's those who are called to go and talk with people. You know, one of the, I've been able to share this enough was, of course, as we're trying to reach out to these moms and dads that are going into the clinic, whether it's a Saturday morning or a Monday, I get to talk with a lot of passerbys. I mean, people will just walking down the street and being able to hand them Bibles, ask them where they think life begins. And you just have some really unique conversations with a whole other area. So the ministry isn't just only for the parents and the children. While that's primary, there's this other secondary thing going on where you get to meet with people. And some people are just, they had a bad day and they just want, all of a sudden you're a pastor who can pray with somebody. I've done that a bunch of times with just random passerbys. So there's a great value of just being available.
I have a friend of mine, and they said recently if a waitress comes to the table, instead of proselytizing or preaching, which some of us do blatantly, but there is another way for those who don't want to be perceived as proselytizers. You can always say, oh, by the way, we're going to be praying over our food. Do you have any need to the waiter or waitress? Do you have any need that we could pray for you of? And I tell you what, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to say, oh, yeah, my Uncle Henry's going in for surgery, or my daughter just got pregnant. We want to have a safe, you know, a safe birth. Bonnie, tell us about, you're the executive director of CareNut of Indian River County. And I presume that you're probably friendly with the other young lady that comes on WCNO down in down south of here, right?
Sue Chess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sue Chess, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And tell us what exactly, for those that don't know, what is CareNet? And then we'll talk about the very famous person who's coming to town for your annual dinner.
So I just want to also go back to everything should be done in love. And I know, really, I tease with you, Rhett, that it's not, I think you really don't go down there to protest.
Yeah,
you go down there to pray.
Yeah.
And have conversation because, you know, the wording that we use is really important because, you know, it's love. It's the love of Christ that overflows out of us. We want to help these women. And also abortion enables sex trafficking. And if this amendment is passed, it's just going to enable sex trafficking and more young girls getting trafficked. And so it will have such ramifications that people have no idea. Mm-hmm. Only God knows what it would look like. So we have to pray that on November 6th, we're rejoicing and praising God that this amendment didn't get passed. So with pregnancy centers across the nation, they outweigh abortion clinics 3-1. So praise the Lord for that. But the sad thing, pregnancy centers are getting a really bad rap. Sadly, we are being misspoken about. They're doing newscasts. They're doing documentaries. They're doing all these things to make pregnancy centers look bad. Like we're torturing women. We're deceiving women. And that it couldn't be farther from the truth. Because when a woman comes in to pregnancy centers, they are the ones that give the options. They are the ones that give the choices. So, but when they go into an abortion clinic, it's one choice. It's it's abortion. And they're
certainly not advocates of birth.
No, and they're not even explained or empowered to make an educated decision. I mean, we've talked to hundreds of women that have had abortions right here in Indian River County. And as a matter of fact, the count is 198 babies have been aborted from Indian River County that we know of. But of course, you probably know about the abortion pill where you can get it in the mail. Mm-hmm. And now 63% of abortions are being done in these precious women's bathrooms. And afterwards, they are devastated. And they are pushed so hard usually to have this abortion. They're deceived by Satan. They're lied to. They think it's just a blob of tissue. But with pregnancy centers, we offer free pregnancy tests that are medically grade. We offer free limited ultrasounds. And so we can see a baby's heart beating as early as 5 weeks, 6 days. And that's as big as my pinky nail, which is about 3 millimeters. Mm-hmm. And so when these women who are considering abortion, you know, we first let them know, we will walk with you for 2 years and beyond after you have the baby, because that's when it gets hard. So also, we're given a bad rap, like, oh, they just want them to have the baby and then they move on. That is not the case at all. I mean, sure, maybe out of the 3,000 pregnancy centers, there are some that just do it that way, but most are there for 1 to 2 to 3 years after the baby's born.
My mother said, beware of the accuser. And if you'll notice, there are certain political individuals, there are certain organizations like this, they throw the first stone and accuse. Can you imagine accusing a clinic like that and saying that that they mistreat people? I don't know. Jesus clearly said that the devil is a liar and he is the father of all lies. Get that in your head. And that's why it's very important, you know. Even I've caught myself in life as I've gotten older, caught in a little bit of a fib, and I go, well, why? Don't exaggerate that because that's a lie. And trying to hold myself, you know, as Paul said, we all have to work out our own salvations in fear and trembling.
If I can share one thing, with CareNet and pregnancy centers, especially how they provide these ultrasounds to really show the parents what's true of these quote-unquote cells. This is life. This is a heartbeat. And I know the statistic, you'll know it better than I, but, you know, once a mother sees that beating heart in that child, she's 83% more likely to then keep the child. And if the father's there with her, I mean, that goes up to 97%.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, all the disciples were together. And I know we give Doubting Thomas a lot of heartbreak or heartache because, you know, he had to touch Jesus' side and, you know, had to really make sure, is this really you, Jesus? And Jesus responds back, you know, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. Now, Doubting Thomas, went, as it was recorded in some ancient historical documents, was martyred all the way down in India for standing up for who Jesus was. So for as much as we call him Doubting Thomas, he really advanced the gospel in his own ministry back then. But the idea of, you know, blessed are we who may not see it, but believe these are children. And though we have resources to show parents what this child does look like, and this is true, this is life, and want to take care of this little one.
Yeah, people don't realize, and that's another thing pregnancy centers do, we do fetal development education. So from the moment of conception, when that egg and sperm join together, there's literally a spark of life. Science is on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Science is on, and it shows a spark of life. And all the DNA in that one cell is the same DNA that's in you and me.
Yep.
You know, trillions of cells.
Yeah.
And the gender is there, the hair color, the eye color. And we let our dads know.
Yeah.
Because we try to get dads to come in because, you know, it does change, can change the life for that baby. And we say, Dad, you know, because of your Y chromosome, you determine the gender of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we let them know you are a dad now. You are a mom now.
Yeah.
And then we show them how rapidly their baby grows. And they are just astounded. They're like, wow, that's just not a dead clump of cells.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shocked. And so even if they are before 5 weeks, 6 days, you can still see a gestational sac. You can mm-hmm. still see the beginnings
right.
of their baby. And it's just so beautiful to see when a woman comes in thinking that she has to abort this baby. And then when she sees all the options, because we also talk about adoption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tell her we partner with Christian adoption agencies. And then if she still is considering abortion, we don't manipulate, we don't scare. Scientifically and medically, we share what a chemical abortion is and what a surgical abortion is. And we tell them that if you would like someone to talk to you who has gone through this, they would be happy to do that. Because, you know, we don't get money.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion clinics get money when their patient chooses their services. We are just there for life. And because we are all made in the image of God, and we know who hates the image of God. It's Satan. He wants to kill and destroy.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.